Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Simon Ward, who's CEO at Incantera. How are you today, Simon?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. How are you?
Very well. Big news from your company today, but I'm conscious that not everyone who's listening will have heard of your company or what it does.
No, not at all. We've been keeping a relatively low profile. We're an ACWIS-listed company called Incantera. The word Incantera actually comes from the Institute of Cancer Therapeutics. As about just over 10 years ago, we span out from the University of Bradford's Centre for Oncology Research, so the Institute of Cancer Therapeutics, hence Incantera. And we've spent a long time concentrating on developing new technologies for both oncology and dermatology, and particularly more recently in the skin cancer area.
It's not, I mean, obviously the market is full of companies trying to develop new and more useful technologies, but it would appear that you've actually done this.
Yes, we have. It is a very crowded area. You're quite right. It's a very difficult area, clearly. You know, cancer in general is a very hard disease. It has many forms and many faces and many complications. I think for us, though, we have always been interested in technology that actually delivers what we would like to call warheads to the actual cancers themselves. So it's more of a delivery technology company that, in its essence. And, you know, if you can actually get an active, something that we know works, to the cells where it is required, then you're halfway there. You know, you're winning the battle. And that's all our emphasis.
Yeah, but just diving down to the technology, isn't it the case, and this is a layperson's point of view, but isn't it the problem with the skin is that it is a barrier, and so therefore it's a protective barrier, and then obviously if you're trying to provide a treatment, you can't get through that barrier, so the treatment's just sitting on the top, and obviously if it was that strong, then it would destroy the skin. So it's a balance between penetrating the skin and providing the treatment, or just staying on the surface?
Absolutely. No, you've got it completely. The skin's clearly designed to be a barrier. It's a brick wall, essentially. It's not leaky at all. It doesn't like things going through it. It's very careful with what it will pass through. And so you have to work with the biology to actually have your actives move into the skin and to get to the right cells. And you have to remember that actually the active cells in the skin and the majority of targets that you're aiming for are deep in the skin. You know, they're at the basal layers.
So your IP, what you've developed, is something which has cracked that problem, and it's quite unique.
Indeed it is. Yes, it is unique. It's been a challenge that's been there for a long, long time. And we've managed to crack it, as you say. We've managed to crack it in a way that actually provides a formulation that you will actually want to put on your skin rather than some unctuous, oily preparation that people won't want to use, which is, of course, very important. Patient compliance is very important with these things.
So there are two value points. So the first one is that you've got this this method which will get through the skin, but then obviously you can deliver treatments, various ailments that people have. And so there is double value there, that somebody might just say, we want that technology. And then also the treatments, there's also value in those treatments as well.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, there is a technology edge to what we do, and there is the actual treatment itself, and there is there is the broader sort of application as well. It's not just treatments, but as we've seen recently from the press release, this type of approach can be used in cosmetics and feel good factor compounds and formulations, as well as strict pharmaceuticals.
Right, you said in the RNS today that you're looking for a rollout sort of in the first half of 2024. Is that something which is, is that going to be a sort of costly exercise, or how will that work?
These things always have a cost associated with them, of course, but the rollout will be staged. So we will have a small amount going out to some select shops to begin with, which will establish the product itself within certain territories and also within Marino. We're talking about our relationship here, of course, with Marino in Europe. And once that product has been placed on their shelves and is put into their computer systems, as these things always have to be done, then there will be further rolled out across Europe. So it will be staged, and we will be generating revenue from those very first sales. The costs will, of course, be met with those sales and with the company itself. So it's quite an exciting time, I think.
I suppose in the meantime, it's your job as CEO to spread the message that you've come up with something which is new, innovative, and effective, and it really is different from what we've seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of topical formulations, and particularly in the cosmetic sector, they're moving slightly away from pharmaceuticals for a moment. In the cosmetic sector, have a lot of concept branding. So the idea is really good and the messaging is good, but actually functionally they don't perform particularly well. And we now have a way of entering that market with something that really does perform well and demonstrably well. So that is very exciting. And I think one of the attractions for Marino particularly is they're seeing a different type of customer coming in now. They're seeing a customer who wishes to be more educated, who is able to do their Google searches and wants to dive a bit deeper into the product that they're using. And they're looking for that heritage. They're looking for that comfort that, oh, there really is something in here. It's not just a quick marketing exercise to make money.
And is your angle going to be medical or cosmetic, or is it a bit of both?
Well, we have two approaches. So we're starting with the cosmetic sector, which is a different formulation. And that delivery will put a lot of the do-good factors that we already know have a huge benefit into the skin, into the right place in the skin. And that was Marino's interest to begin with. And then from there on, sometime towards the end of next year, we hope to be putting our pharmaceuticals into the clinical trials to actually get a regulatory registration. And that will come out for the treatment and prevention of certain cancers. For the treatment of the very initial insults that you get when you're exposed to UV radiation.
Well, it looks like a case of watch this space, and we look forward to your success in 2024. In the meantime, Simon Ward, CEO in Canthera, thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. Thank you.